from way up there, then you reach down real low. Show me that you care. What do I turn when I'm feeling down? Call you, can you hear me now? What do I turn when I whips around? My lifesaver when I'm finna drown. Been through the storm and the rain, but you heal my pain. You never judge, never blame me. I'm so grateful that you saved me. Nearly lost my faith, nearly lost my mind. I didn't think I was gonna make it.
What up, what up?
I didn't think I was gonna make it.
What up?
But you picked me up and you turned me around. I didn't think I was gonna make it.
What up?
I was gonna make it.
Yeah.
Hands up if you know you made it. Get up on your feet and
let me get my soundboard together. What up? What up? What up?
Let him know that you trust him. Hands up.
What's going on, everybody? How we feeling? How we feeling? How we feeling? All right, so welcome back to Black Culture, The Breakdown. I am your boy, Jersey, and my sound effects is already acting like a fool. But that's okay. We about to get the conversation rocking today. Today's going to be a super dope conversation. What part of Jersey are you from? I am a part from Union, New Jersey, okay? What you know about Jersey? You from Jersey, Yvonne? Anyways, I'm going to get my boy, Gospel Artist Entertainment, on here. We're going to get the conversation going. Algin, send a request, my brother, and let's get this conversation going while I try to figure out what's up with these sound effects. But, yes, yes, yes. How we feeling, everybody? Oh! Let me see what's up.
Yes!
Aha! Sound effects is in motion. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, technology can be our friends and also be our enemies. What up, Kayla? I see Kayla in the building. What up? Yes, from the BX, lived in Jersey City. Yeah, Jersey City is definitely a vibe and super close to New York, but that's not where I'm from. I'm from Union, New Jersey, which is a little bit more central. Kind of close to Maplewood, Millburn, Newark, Elizabeth, New Jersey area. All right. Oh, Miss Betty's in the building. What up? What up, Kayla? All right, Algin, are you ready, my brother? Let me see. Oh, here we go. So if you don't know, we about to be turned up tonight. We have a lot to talk about. We got my brother Algin on the live. What y'all drinking tonight? There we go.
What up, man?
What up, bro?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm great. Can't complain. Glad to be on here.
Of course.
With you. It feels like it's been forever, but I'm here, man.
Of course, man, it's definitely been forever, and I'm happy to have you back on here. I feel like to close out the year, you know, doing what we do best, breaking down what's going on in today's media.
Yeah, man.
All right.
But we're here, man. Let's get it rocking.
Definitely get it rocking. All right, so today we're doing something real different, y'all. If y'all actually want to call in and talk about these topics, I'm actually going to be taking calls. I only got my boy Algin and Gospel Artist Entertainment on here for the entire show today. It's strictly all about what we got to say on what's going on in pop culture today.
Yeah,
absolutely.
To chime in, give y'all opinion, and speak on different topics. So definitely call in if you feel the conviction to. All right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so Algin, first of all, how has your day been, my brother? How's your day been so far?
It has been great. I attended church this morning. We had a great time at church, and it has been absolutely amazing. A lot of people don't know it, still don't know it, but I'm a musician, so church wears me out on the drums, you know, but I enjoy every bit of it. But, I love it. I love it. I had a great time after that, you know. I went and grabbed me something to eat, came home and just relaxed. Just got done doing So You Think You Can Sing, which was so fun. Had a great time. You know, it's always some shenanigans on there, but tonight was amazing. I had a great time as always, and I'm glad to be on here with my brother Jersey. So, I mean, my day has definitely been absolutely great.
Of course, and man, you always bring the energy in. I was able to tune in for a little bit to watch So You Think You Can Sing, and you always have some dope singers come on.
Yeah, man.
Definitely do. And I'm glad to see that you're still keeping that vibe going and just keeping people in the pandemic, because it's still a pandemic, entertained.
It is still a pandemic, and a lot of people don't realize that, but it is still a pandemic. We're still in it. And, you know, I just hope that we don't become so comfortable with being in it, you know, until, you know, cases start rising and then we got to shut down again, which, you know, I don't know. I often think about how long are we going to stay in this pandemic? Because to be honest, I'm just ready for it to be over. You know, some people say, well, it ain't going to ever be over. I don't know, you know, but I'm just ready for it to be over. So.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We definitely going to pray that into existence.
Yeah.
All right. So let's tap into these conversations and these topics, my brother. Let's start off real heavy with it. I want to get into this. I want us to definitely, you know, be as transparent and as honest as we can. People in the audience, please feel free to comment. If you feel convicted to call in on the conversation, we're going to take calls, but after we say what we got to say. So let's start with this. So if you don't know, Algin, I'm sure everybody knows, Travis Scott concert, okay? There's 8 dead, hundreds injured at the Astro Fest, all while Travis continued to perform. All right, news just broke a couple minutes ago that 9-year-old Ezra Blunt passed away, 9-year-old.
Is that the one that was in the coma?
Yes!
Dang, man.
So, due to all of his injuries from Astroworld, I want to hear your thoughts on this. What are your thoughts on this? Please comment below, people.
Man, yeah, go on and leave your comments, and then, you know, Jersey, however you want to do it, you want to do it. But I got some comments about this. First of all, it's a tragic that even, you know, any of this happened, you know, at this concert. The fact that, because I think now with that, that makes, what, 10 fatalities now?
Absolutely. Well, 9. Now it's 9 fatalities.
It was 8, but now it makes 9 fatalities. Yeah.
But the person, Ezra, is 9 years old.
And he's 9 years old, which is crazy.
Very crazy.
Which is crazy. So he's the 9th fatality, and he's 9 years old. One thing is, I mean, I don't know how concerts work. I don't know how, you know, how things operate at concerts. You know, I'm not a concert coordinator or event planner or anything, but I feel like the security should have been, they should have been on their guards. They should have, they literally have the power to stop people from coming in, because one thing I said, or one thing somebody said was, there were people who didn't pay that ended up getting into the concert. And so that was the first thing. Them security guards, I blame the security guards because, and the policemen, because you literally have people dying at a concert. Mm. So why are you not on your job? Why are you not doing your duty? I seen a video where there were some policemen who were video recording after people were dying. And it was like video recording the concert. So my thing is, why is the concert still going? Why is it that the security is not taking this seriously? Why is it that the police or whoever was in charge were not attending to the people? One thing I would say about Teyana Taylor is she makes sure that she look out for her fans. If she sees somebody pass out, she immediately stop. And I think she did that, 2 or 3 times now at our concert. And she made sure that they're okay. And one thing I honestly admire about her is the fact that she take knowledge of the help of the fans. At the end of the day, you can have a concert all day, but who are you going to sing to if people are dying or getting sick? Now, with the whole situation with Travis Scott, I think he got, 100 lawsuits now?
Well, and counting, but
and I'm counting,
and I'm going to take this even a step further and say that he should be held accountable as well. If you don't know Algin,
he definitely should have, he should be held accountable as well, because you're running a concert. If I don't care if somebody look like that they about to pass out, if you see people carrying somebody and they don't pass out, why you still got the concert going? Why you still trying to sing?
But how about even prior to that, he was already tweeting and saying, hey, the concert is already sold out, but I'm sneaking all the crazy ones in. I'm sneaking all the ones.
See, I didn't know that.
He was doing that. Oh, I want y'all to rush the security guards in the front door. He was tweeting that out.
What?
So this is stuff that could have been completely avoided. He likes to encourage rhythm. He likes to encourage mosh pits. He'll be like in the audience, like say somebody took his shoe one time, he told the audience go F him up. Told the whole audience to go, and everybody started jumping on him. The security guard had to take him to the back to guard his life. Another one. A guy was on top of a balcony in the middle of his concert, and he stops his concert and says, you ain't gonna jump, though. You ain't gonna jump. And he actually jumped. Do you know that that man crippled all of his bones and is now paralyzed completely? This is now 2-3 years ago. So this is not nothing new. So this is why now this is a serious thing, and he definitely needs to be held accountable.
Yes.
So basically, it sounds like to me that he's provoking these people to do these things.
This is what I'm saying.
So in other words, he has some mental issues going on right now. There's something, because the normal human instinct would just not allow things like this to happen, let alone at a concert. If you in your right mind, you're just not going to let these things happen. See, I don't follow Travis Scott. I don't know what he does. I don't follow none of his music. If you were to ask me to sing a Travis Scott song now, I wouldn't be able to sing it. Because I just don't know. So I know of him as an artist. I know of him as his status. I know of him as his, you know, what he does. Mm-hmm. But as far as, so I don't know exactly what, you know, I don't follow him like that. But one thing I will say is it makes me, even if I wanted to get to know who he was as a person, I don't have to do that, because now he's in the blogs. You know, these things happen, and it just goes to show that if you're an artist and you're not caring about the health of your fans or the life of your fans, maybe you need to reconsider your career. Maybe you need to reconsider what you're doing, because at the end of the day, it's not labels. It's not none of these people that's making you do what, or you know, building you up or building your name. It is literally your fans. These fans have came to your concert and they have paid money to see you perform, only for them to lose their life.
Mm-hmm. That,
like, make it make sense, and it won't make sense.
And for me, I think it's unforgivable, because it's now 9 lives that are now lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't even cat. It's almost a little bit demonic, you know, if you ask me.
Oh, it was very. I don't care what nobody said. It was very demonic. I mean, just the setting is. And I'm all about creativity. I'm all about, you know, doing what you do. But it's only so far you can go with what was going on. My question is, what was causing these people to die in the first place? Was it the people that were stomping on them, or what was the cause of it?
First of all, the crowd continuously kept chanting, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. They were saying, stop the show. Because everybody, the show was in mud, so everyone's feet was already like kind of like getting trampled into the mud.
Yeah.
So the audience kept pushing and swaying from the stage, then the stage would push back, then they would push back to the stage. So then people were getting lifted off the ground. So then whenever you would get lifted off the ground, you couldn't stand anymore, so that you would kind of get caught up in the wave, then basically trampled on, you know? But it was the symbolisms that, for me, I can't breathe, while there was an eye and a vortex spinning, almost like there was...
Yeah, it was like, I heard it was like a portal or something that was opening up.
Absolutely. He had a burning dove, you know, to start off the show. Like,
I've seen that with the wings or something, with fires. See that right there. See, here's the thing. That right there, I can't get with. I can't get with. If I was at that concert and that is what I saw, I probably would have just got a refund or would have left. I just can't get with that. Like I said, I'm all about creativity, but I cannot be in a setting like that. Because whether people want to believe it or not, it is the truth. Like, yo, spirits exist. Spirits are real, y'all. Like, you cannot sit here. I'm telling you, spirits are real. whether it's a good spirit or a bad spirit, spirits are real.
Yeah.
And I feel like when it comes to stuff like that, you can count me out.
Absolutely.
Like, but the whole thing, because I have never experienced or seen or heard of a concert where not one person died, but like multiple people were just dying. And it was like, but you still got the concert going?
40
makes sense.
40 minutes after it was declared a mass casualty, the concert still pursued. Drake then came out after they announced it as a mass casualty. Drake came out. So it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Wait, somebody said they're not giving money back. Are you serious?
No. Travis said that he was going to refund everybody.
I was about to say, I thought I seen somewhere where Travis said that he was going to refund everybody.
Absolutely. All right, let's take our first caller. Let's see who actually has something to say on this topic. All right, we're going to keep it to 2 minutes or less and just have your opinion. Please be respectful when you enter the live. Let's take the first call. Oh, okay. Welcome to the live. Hello? Hello, you on Black Culture?
Come on. Hello.
Yeah, you on. Ready?
Hi. I mean,
welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you have anything that you would like to say on the topic in regards to Travis Scott?
I mean, it was just sad. Everything was just sad.
It's very sad. Very sad. You want to?
I can't hear you. Keep breaking up.
Anything else you want to say?
No, it ain't too much to say. I mean, kind of upset myself, but everything was just so sad, and it just didn't sit right with me.
Would you send your child Travis Scott concert?
I can't hear you.
Would you send your kid to a Travis Scott concert?
Would I send him?
Yeah, would you send him to one?
Yeah.
Oh, you would send him?
Yeah.
No problem.
What, she said she would do what?
She said she would send him.
Send her kids to a Travis Scott concert?
Yeah.
Yes.
Each his own.
Okay. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Please stay in the comments. And then, you know, if you have anything else you have to say, just comment it below, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for tapping in, all right?
All right.
All right. Adrian, how you doing?
Oh, drop down and then at the top.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, she's sweet.
All right. Well, she said she's going to send her kid to a Travis Scott concert.
That's what I said, to each his own.
Did we just miss the whole segment?
Yeah. I really think, after all that we just talked about, I think we did.
Okay.
That's why I was like, to each his own. But first of all, here's the thing with the Travis Scott concert. Certain music is made for adults. It's not all made for kids, let alone somebody like Travis Scott. If I had kids, I wouldn't send them to no Travis Scott concert. And I mean, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Everybody do whatever they want to do with their kids. Me personally, I wouldn't do it. Number one, because of the experiences. I wouldn't want to have anything. I wouldn't want my kids to endure something like that or have their life being, you know, at risk for something like that. You know, it's not necessarily the music. It is the environment. It is the atmosphere, because the energy. It's the energy.
All of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the energy. And you know what? A lot of and whether people know it or not, when it comes down to songs and music, you can feel energy through those songs and music. So it can impact you in a different way. If you're listening to a sad song, you're going to feel depressed and sad. If you're listening to an upbeat song, it's going to make you happy. It's going to be, you know, so it you feed off of that energy of that song. And I wouldn't want my kids to go through that. Let alone, I wouldn't want my kids, you know, being at a concert where they're trampled over and then somebody like this last person who ended up getting into a coma and next thing you know, passes away. Like, I would be devastated. So to avoid something like that, I would not let my kids, you know, do that. Like I said, everybody has their own opinion about their kids. Me personally, I just wouldn't do it.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. And again, rest in peace to the 9-year-old Ezra Blunt, who passed away from substantial, you know, damages done to him from Astroworld. He was in a coma for a very long time.
Yeah.
Oh, again, let's just read what the people have to say. And people are saying in the comments that they kept pushing, some out, they saying they can't breathe. You know, so it's interesting that everybody does have the same temperament over this. And once you're kids and once I feel like you're a part of a village, it's important to protect the people that you care about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to put nobody in harm's way. And if going to somebody's concert is technically being in harm's way, we can't support that artist then.
Yeah.
No.
I can't get with it. Why play with fire if you know it's going to burn you?
Absolutely. All right.
If you see the stove on and you know heat is on the stove, why you going to touch it? You're going to get burned. And if it burns you the first time, why not learn from that mistake or why not learn from that? And then you go back and get burned again. Like,
next question is, let's see what happens to his career after this. You know, now, do you feel like this is it for him or do you think that he will have a comeback? Comment below as well, you guys.
So my thing is everybody have a fan base. They're going to have fans regardless. Hmm. So I wouldn't say his career is over. I would say that more people are going to be skeptical of going to his events, of going to his concerts. You know, this is my thing. As long as people know who you are, you're going to always have a career, whether you do good or bad. Mm-hmm. There's something about you that started you off and that got you to the point where you are now. So everybody's going to have, even your worst people that have done bad, they still have a career. You know, so I wouldn't say, because it's going to be somebody that's going to want to talk to him, interview him, that's going to want to understand why he did what he did. You know, so he's going to always have a career, you know. However, is his career going to be impactful like it was prior to this event? I don't think it will. Mm-hmm. I don't think it will have a positive outlook on it. So you can have a career and not have a positive, you know, somebody can not have a positive outlook on your career, you know.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my words together without sounding crazy, you know. So that's the reason why I'm stuttering, because I'm like, okay, what should I say?
You're good, Algin. And it definitely makes sense. I definitely think that he will recover, but it will not be the same because, again, he has a baby with a Kardashian. He's with the right crowd, so he'll recover. It just won't be in the same way. And I feel like Black people won't look at him the same. We not gonna want to see our homies and our kids to go to a Travis concert for one of our
people.
You know, taken away. Now, there's a whole bunch of people that are definitely calling in because they want to chime in. So let me take another call and hear what they have to say. Let's go with Miss Shay Faye. Miss Shay Faye, we're going to take your call and see what you got to say. Oh, there she
goes. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Nothing much, nothing much. So, yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
So, talk to us. I want to hear your thoughts on this entire Travis Scott situation. What do you got to say?
I actually did a video on it. So, like, I did all my research about it. But the last question that you asked was about his career. And I feel like, first of all, he doesn't have, like, black fan base since he crossed over. So, his fans are still going to be there. And I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Kim Kardashian, I mean, his girlfriend, like the Kim Kardashian clan, they already took him off of like the show. Everything that they have going on, they X'd him out of it. So I feel like as far as that,
yes,
remove themselves. And yeah, the whole thing was demonic. I feel like it was a sacrifice. And I feel like what he's doing is like setting a trend in the industry, because now if you look around, now everybody's like, are you good? Is everybody okay? Like checking on the crowd. But he has that certain energy to him that is always like violent. So you're not going to go to typical concerts and it be that type of energy. But maybe, you know, like the rappers that are in the streets, like NBA Youngboy and all those different people, they might try to start getting rowdy and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's just a little bit of what I have to say.
Did you listen to him prior, or you weren't a Travis Scott fan before?
I'm not a fan, but I know some of his songs. Like, you know, I'm the highest in the room. Like, he has some little, I'm not even gonna lie, you know, I'm a Christian girl. Don't get it twisted, but I know some of his stuff. But, you know, even if you watch what he has on Hulu, you can see, like, the crowd, the people that come there, they know it gets like dangerous, you know what I'm saying? So even for kids to be there is ridiculous. And I said, like, I don't know why McDonald's endorsed him. He's not child friendly. He's not, like, if you look at him, listen to his music, like you said, what is your name? Aldrin.
That's my name.
yeah, like you said, that's not a place that they should be. Well, yeah, so that was just a little bit of what I had to say in my 2 minutes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on here and giving your thoughts. And I agree with everything you said. Aldrin, you got anything you want to say?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Let me tell you, I am a child. I love children. I love kids. Kids cling to me and I cling to them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would never want to put anybody, kids, whether they're my own or not, anybody, kids, in an environment where I know it's going to be dangerous, where I know it's going to risk their life, where I know that it's not kid friendly, where you know, I mean, kids are so vulnerable. They are so vulnerable. So if they see something and they like it, it's not always good for them, you know. So we have to teach them, hey, this is for, like, I would rather for my kid to listen to somebody like,
gospel,
somebody on Disney or something, versus somebody like him, because you know, it's kid friendly. Disney kids are friendly, you know, they can relate, you know, or somebody off of Nickelodeon or something, or somebody, you know, but an environment like that, I would not take my kids to. I would not, and you know, some songs are not meant for kids to listen to,
but
because.
Is how do you sense, like, in today's society, how do you censor what kids can listen to and not listen to anymore? How can you prevent that?
You can definitely tell a difference. I mean, first of all, you have to know exactly what's for kids and what's not for kids.
No, you know, difference, but how do you prevent kids from not listening to stuff that they're not supposed to?
Parental control?
The answer is that you can't. You can't. I was outraged when Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion came out with WAP, because you used to have to go through certain channels, the proper channels, to get to explicit music, explicit videos, and images and stuff like that. It's on the commercials. I can't even go through SoundCloud without hearing little clips and things like that. Cardi B doesn't even want her kid listening to that music. So it's like, it's hard now. All you can do with your kids is educate them and talk to them and tell them, because it's out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then on top of that, it's literally like I just said, parental control. Parents have the power to let their kids listen to stuff and not listen to stuff. If the parents is okay with it, or you know the kids is okay with it, guess what? Parent is because the parents let them. So it's all about parental control.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Shazay, thank you so much again for coming on and giving your opinion. Please stay in the comments, and we'll definitely see you soon. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
All right. That was Shazay.
This is fun.
Yeah. I like this. We tapping in with what you guys have to say. Usually me and Al just sit here and we discuss amongst ourselves, but yeah. I think it'd be dope to just kind of touch to the ground and maybe we could bump into somebody that was maybe really close and personal with some of these topics.
Right.
Topic, Algin, let's talk about this real quick. So Halle Berry has a new movie coming out called Bruised. It's her directorial debut, meaning it's her first movie that she's ever directed. And she actually, in her speech, called Cardi B the queen of rap. Okay? So I want to ask you, I know you don't necessarily listen to rap, but I'm sure you hear a few songs here and there. Do you consider Cardi B to be the queen of rap? Do you think Halle Berry is reaching?
I love Cardi B. I love her. I love her. I love Cardi B. I love Halle Berry. They're both amazing women. Would I consider her the queen of rap? No.
Oh.
I would not consider Cardi B the queen of rap. Now, don't get me wrong. Cardi is amazing.
Now, who do you think is the, before you give me what you think, who do you think, in your opinion, right now, reigns supreme in female rap, in your opinion?
So I would have to go between Missy Elliott.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think. Oh, I would have to go between
no Habajuku Bobby?
Huh?
No Bobby?
Barbie's good, but I don't know.
No,
I don't know. I don't know. I would have to say between Lil' Kim. Yes. I would have to say between Missy Elliott, Megan Thee Stallion, and Lil' Kim. Missy been in the game for a while, and if you listen to what she says in her song and what she does, Missy is fire, period. Like, yes. you cannot not give Missy her flowers. Watch it, like, and there's so many others, but those would be my pick, you know. So,
okay, no. Listen, there's so many dope people that's been influential in rap, especially female rap. But no Nicki Minaj. No Nicki Minaj.
So I was thinking about Nicki Minaj, and the thing is, I hate stuff like this. I hate questions like this, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I would say Nicki Minaj. Only thing is, I gotta hear more from Nicki. I know that probably sounds crazy. I know that's probably like, I know y'all probably like, what is this? This guy is weird. No, I gotta hear more from Nicki. Like, so I will put Nicki.
More from Nicki today, because she doesn't drop music as frequently anymore, but she has albums upon albums upon albums.
Oh, yeah.
Where Cardi B only has one album.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said, I wouldn't say Cardi is like the queen of rap. Mm. When I think about the queen of rap, I think about legends. I think about people who have been in the game extremely a long time. That's what I think about. I don't think about, because you got to think about, I would say Cardi may be like the princess of rap, but the queen, nah.
She the princess of rap? That's hilarious. Oh, I know you about that title. But listen, if you actually have anything to say on who is the queen of rap, please feel free to ring in. And we'll definitely hear what you got to say. All right. Well, in the comments below, I definitely seen somebody said Eve. Somebody said Lil' Kim. Somebody said Meg Thee Stallion. Somebody said Mary J. But Mary J is the queen of soul.
Mary J is more of a soul singer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the queen of soul, definitely. All right, we got a caller. Let's see. Me.
Somebody said Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah? Yeah. The queen of rap, though? Hey. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's going on, Jersey? What's up, y'all? What's up, Gospel?
What up, man?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Doing good. Man. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So the last question that was asked was, well, Halle Berry got a movie, Bruise, coming out, and she got Cardi B to produce the soundtrack for her movie, and she declared her the queen of rap. Do you agree with that statement?
Wow. Don't get me wrong, man. You know, both ladies are phenomenal Black women. I definitely support, you know, all Black women, but to say Cardi B is the queen.
She ain't. She's the princess.
Sheesh. Well, I think she can rap. I think her songs are dope, but I would probably say, like, when I think of rap, I think of hip hop pioneers, girls, ladies that can actually rap, you know, like that have bars and content that, you know, they write their own content and stuff like that. So like I would give an example of maybe like Remy Ma,
okay.
I would say.
Remy Ma, yeah.
Remy Ma is like one of the best rappers. Don't get me wrong, no shade to Cardi B because she is a phenomenal artist.
She's incredible.
Yes, incredible, incredible artist. But I'll probably give it to like Remy Ma, like he said, maybe Nicki Minaj, you know, because she writes a lot of her rap too. So maybe those two.
Okay, so now there's a few girls that's out right now. Like Doja Cat has currently 5 songs that are streaming on Billboard right now. So she's on top. And she's considered a rap pop star. There's Meg, there's Cardi, there's Sweetie. You know,
yeah, Sweetie. I know Sweetie. Sweetie's dope.
Sweetie is dope. See, here's the thing with me. I just feel like when you say queen of rap, I feel like these, the ones that are out now, you know, that are, you know, that have came up, I feel like they will be like inspiring queens of rap, you know?
I hear that.
Right.
Not necessarily be queens of rap. Like I said, they would be like princesses of rap, you know, but when, like you said, when we think of queen of rap, I think about pioneers. I think about people who I grew up
right
into, you know, back in, right, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, somebody said MC Light. I think about her, somebody like her.
Exactly. MC Light is an incredible artist.
Yeah.
Incredible rapper. That's what we would call hip hop pioneers like us. We would call her an MC, a master of ceremony.
But they don't make them like MC Light no more. So that generation of music is definitely done. So I guess in terms of the raw skill and talent, like who's actually spitting bars and punchlines, I'm going to say Nicki Minaj is probably going to serve everybody up. In terms of flexibility, and she's actually really diverse with her range.
Oh, wait a minute. You have to get the claps for that one. You got to press the clap button for that one because that's true. Hey!
Definitely. Okay. Well, appreciate you for coming on, man, and giving your opinion, bro. Definitely stay in the chat and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother.
Thank you.
Of course, man. So that was Miz. How you say Miz or Mizo? But he came in and gave a good perspective. That was pretty dope. He had to say. All right. So last but not least, Mr. Algin, let's go to the last topic.
Dope. So
Chloe Bailey, everybody says that, well, everybody knows she's the protege of Miss Beyonce. but she's doing a whole lot out here.
Yes.
I love Chloe.
Well, you know what? Do you know what she just did?
What did she just do?
She like, what did she just do? Well, she actually just put out a video of her in lingerie, you know, like eating candy in a very promiscuous, provocative way on Instagram, basically wearing nothing.
Okay.
And like, hey, give me a follow. Like, pretty much just putting herself out there to compete with the rest of the rappers and the rest of the girls in an explicit way that's not necessarily aligning with her brand.
No.
So she's getting a lot of backlash. Everybody's like, you're doing too much. You're not a rapper. You over here looking thirsty. You used to be a God-fearing woman. What happened to you? So what are your thoughts on Chloe Bailey?
So first of all, this might sound crazy, and a lot of y'all probably would think, oh yeah, you know, she is doing too much. This is what I say. Marketing sells. So if you are a good marketer, guess what? She knows exactly, because what she's doing is she's doing something that is out of her comfort zone. She's doing something that people are not used to. And people will put you in a box. But what she's doing is she's got people talking. And if you got people talking, I was always taught, if whether somebody have your name in their mouth and it's good or bad, guess what? If you got people talking, you a good conversation piece and you're doing your job. So me personally, that's what she's doing. Hey, do it. Like, because she knows. Like, she knows. She got people talking.
So now, even if, because before, her brand was her and her sister. They were doing a lot of, like, Disney Channel, like, teen bopper. Yeah. And transitioning out. Of course, they're grown now. They're both in their 20s. So, of course, they want that grown woman look. But do you feel like it's a little forced? I don't know. You don't feel like it's a little forced and a little bit like no warning, like just complete switch up on people?
I feel like it is a little forced, you know. But that goes back to being the marketing. Like, you know, Here's my thing. You know, I noticed something. People from Disney Channel seem to go a little on the...
They go left with it all the way.
They go a little left. I don't know what it is about Disney people, but it seems like the stars from Disney, once they, you know, go off of Disney and start doing their own thing, it just seems like it's a little...
Oh,
it's a little well. It's something ain't right in the water at Disney.
Well, now Hallie, the other sister, she's doing Disney Channel. She's Ariel. She's, you know, in the Little Mermaid. So
So
she's good. She's not doing any craziness. She's abiding by her contractual agreements and staying out of Lloyd's. And whereas Chloe has taken on the opposite. So it's just quite interesting to see the dynamic, and you know, at the end of the day, they're still a group, so they got to still come back and still sing the songs that they're known for. So I don't know. Going to see what everybody will say. The comments, they say, "Stop it, Algin! They're laughing at you."
I'm just saying, if y'all notice, in the past, a lot of the Disney stars that went on to start doing their own thing, you know, they've been in the news for some crazy stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm just like, don't get me wrong, I love Disney. They're an incredible company. And, you know, I wouldn't even mind working for Disney. If Disney called me right now, I would immediately drop everything that I was doing, and I would go and work for Disney. But, you know, some of them, they're a little bit, you know, on the challenging side, you know. So, you know, I'm just saying. But, you know.
A lot of them don't recover. It's the idea. It's almost like being a preacher's kid. You know, the idea of being perfect and then the idea that you can never grow up. And then because Disney is kids based, so they trap you in that character forever. You understand what I'm saying? But it's interesting to see how all of them kind of move forward. Yo, they always go left, and then they always start coming back a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know if it's like a transition thing where they want to explore. It's just like, okay, well, I done deal with kids for so long. Now I want to experience the real world. I don't know. You know, to each his own, everybody's entitled to do what they want to do. You know, but, yeah. Now, as far as Chloe and Haley are phenomenal artists. And I think Beyonce is doing an incredible job with, you know, grooming them, and Miss Tina Knowles with grooming them. They're doing a phenomenal job. I mean, incredible. And I think, you know, I think with Chloe, you're starting to see a little bit more Beyonce in her. But I think she also, I think she's also trying to find out what works for her as well, you know, and her lane. So, you know, I support them all, you know, so.
I support her too. And I just hope that she actually uses her talent though, and not so much fall into the gimmicks trap and sing. Yo, you can sing, so sing, you know. And
that's
the reason why you get put on. All right, if there's anybody that has anything to comment on Miss Chloe Bailey and what's going on, please call in. We'll take one last caller for the night. It's up. But yeah, so if there's anybody that want to call in and chime in, this is the opportunity to call. We'll take one more last call. But yeah, I do feel like it'll go in a direction that will be beneficial for her later on in line. I think she's figuring it out.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's all, like I said, it's all a process with them. And, you know, I did not know that I recently found this out. I did not know she played Beyonce as the little girl in Fighting Temptations.
She did.
I had no idea.
She manifested this career.
She did. She did. And it's so crazy because when I found that, I was like, what? And I thought somebody was lying at first until I had to look it up. And it's right there on Google. And I was like, wow. So it makes me think, okay, so did Beyonce know about these girls prior to us finding out that she knew about them?
What happened was they did the movie together, and then that's it. Because she was so young, then her and her sister got back on YouTube and just started seeing covers and covers. And they did that Beyonce cover, Pretty Hurts. And then Beyonce saw that and said,
Got you. I mean, that's amazing. That's one thing I love about people like her, is Beyonce, is when she discovered talent, she's gonna push. She's a pusher, and she's a hard worker. And I don't care what nobody say. Y'all gotta just give Beyonce her credit. Period.
Yes.
Like she is absolutely phenomenal at everything that she does, and she have a heart for people. She have so much, like, her talent is out this world. Her gift is out this world. And I know we ain't talking about Beyonce, we're talking about Chloe. But, I mean, yeah, Chloe. But Chloe is brought up under Beyonce. And so to see the impact that she has had on Chloe and Haley's life is absolutely incredible. So I'm all here for it.
I'm definitely here for it, too. And Beyonce is the queen of, I'm going to say right now, just the queen of music in general. You know what I'm saying? Like her influence, her gift, her talent. She don't do gimmicks. She just lets her music do the talking for her.
Yeah.
So I respect that. So let's see what Chloe's able to do, and let's see if she's able to follow in that footsteps even remotely. But Al, thank you so much for coming on here, man, and just talking and chopping it up with us.
I appreciate it, bro.
I had a great time with you, and we should definitely do this more often. I enjoy talking with you, man.
Listen, this was fun. Let's do it. You know I'm down whenever. Just hit me up, man.
All right, y'all. So if y'all, let everybody know what you got coming on and where they can find you at.
So y'all can go follow, of course, Gospel Artist Entertainment right here. You can follow my personal page. I'm still building up my personal page, trying to get more people active over there. So you can go follow my personal page at Aldrin McCullough. I'm going to put it down here at the bottom. And just, I mean, right now I'm really in chill mode, you know. So I'm not doing too much working at this time. But y'all can go and follow my personal page. I'm still doing So You Think You Can Sing. So if you're a great singer, you want to come on and sing and, you know, have fun with us. You can definitely do that. And let me tell y'all, y'all, So You Think You Can Sing is really helping a lot of people, and people are really getting discovered, y'all, because I forgot there was a lady that that came on a while back. She came on last week, and I forgot she was she got on the show Beat Shazam, the one that Jamie Foxx hosts.
Oh, okay.
And she ended up getting on that show, and she got discovered to get on that show because she was on my So You Think You Can Sing Live. And I forgot a while back, the guy who is one of the executive producers for Beat Shazam were looking for some talent, and I recommended her, and she ended up getting on the show. Well, so,
yeah. You got to clap for that.
So well, you just never know who's watching. So y'all come on. But I really want y'all, I want my followers to also stay connected with Jersey as well, because you know, it's always a joy just being on your show. Black Culture, the Breakdown is absolutely an amazing, you know, movement and platform. And I really, really want everybody to make sure y'all stay connected with this guy right here.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. And of course, you always come on and give us the wisdom and the and that word that we need to carry on for the week. So we appreciate you, my brother. And we will be
absolutely,
on.
Man.
What, So You Think You Can Sing next week and whatever else it is.
Yes, sir. So You Think You Sing is next Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure y'all come on and have a good time with us. We're going to turn up.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's 100% facts. Well, Aldrin, thanks again, my brother, for coming on here and chopping it up with me tonight. And we'll definitely see you soon. All right?
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for having me. It was always, it's always an honor and a pleasure. And I can't wait till the next time, man.
All right, man. Until next time, my brother.
All right, man.
All right. Deuces. All right, y'all. So that was Mr. Aldrin McCullough from Gospel Artist Entertainment.
Yes.
Just in case y'all didn't know, he is the largest gospel media platform in the world. Okay. Get into it. Get into Aldrin. Get into what he does. Get into his brand. Get into black men that's actually making changes and pushing the culture forward.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I am your boy, Jersey, and I do have this show every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on my Instagram Live.
Yes.
Hit the follow button. It's free. And I do follow back. Okay.
Yes.
Definitely follow me. Tap in. Last week episode I had, who I had on here? Flo from Bad Girls Club? Season 4? Make sure y'all watch that. The week before that, who I had on here? Raz B from B2K? Like, what? Make sure you guys go tap that in and go check that episode out. The week before that, James Dubow, CEO and founder. No, general manager of Foxo. Yeah. Tap in with that. But tap in with me again. Hey, I'm out. I'm tired. Deuces.